Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Honor to Whom Honor. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Will we have to read our chapter? No. Be glad that you can open your eyes and move your lips. And you got another day to serve the Lord. And you got the freedom to stand up and read your Bible right out loud. Feed your spirit. Honor God in front of your family and friends. You don't got to. You get to. If you don't see it as a privilege, you start treating it as drudgery. Did you hear me? Well, we got to go serve on the team. No, no. There could be 1,000 other people in your place serving on that team. We'll let them. That's how you lose out. Can you see this? Because who's God going to give His precious things to? Those that value them. Those that esteem. One reason I'm spending extra time on this again today is this is one of the main things of the whole series. It's something that the further I go, the more I see it happening all around me. We live in a world full of disrespect. We live in a world full of whatever and no big deal. And if you let that affect your mind and sway you, and a world full of negative talkers. There are people, and sadly, church-going folks, if you listen to them, they will tell you how abused you are and how nobody appreciates you and how, you know, hard you have to work and how it ain't right and how this and how the other. This is the devil talking to you. Did you hear me, friends? Because if it sways your thinking and into you thinking, well, you know, they don't appreciate me. They don't value me. No, you don't value them. You're not valuing your opportunity. And if you don't, you're in danger of losing it. You're in danger of losing it. You nor I are irreplaceable in doing these jobs. Now, the will of God and the plan of God will be done. It will be done. Now, whether you or I are part of it is another thing. That's up to us. From the time that I realized the Lord had a call on our lives, I refuse to entertain any other idea except that I am one of the most blessed men on the planet, that I get to do what I do. Oh, Brother Keith, isn't it so hard? I don't know what you're talking about. Oh, Brother Keith, you got all that responsibility. You got all this. You got all that. I don't know what you're talking about. I am one of the most blessed men you ever laid eyes on. I am privileged to handle the holy word of the living God. I get to experience His hand on my life, His anointing on my mind and my mouth. I get to fellowship with His people all over the country and other places. I get to be a part. I get to be on the cutting edge of what He's doing in the earth. There are millions of other poor country boys He could have got to do what I'm doing. And He let me do it. So you're not going to hear anything out of me except, thank you, Jesus. I am privileged. I'm honored. It's not just talk. I'm honored to stand before you today. I'm honored to lead this work. I'm honored. Should you feel that way about what you get to do? Should you? I felt the same way when I was sweeping floors and passing out registration forms. I felt the same way. And I believe that's one of the reasons why the Lord kept giving me more. Kept giving me more. because I appreciate it. I esteem it. And if I ever get to the place where it's ho-hum, humdrum, big deal to me, then I cease to be qualified for more. Can you see this, friends? We're honored to live in this generation. Be born where we were born. Have the freedoms we have. Have the prosperity we have. Maybe you're not where you'd like to be, but you're not where a lot of people are. You're not, you know, working 12 hours just to see if you can put together a few things to satisfy your hunger to keep from starving today, are you? I mean, are you thankful?
Yes.
Now, what's the key to getting to a better place? I tell you this, it's not griping about where you are. Can you see where millions are missing it? If you're griping about where you are, it means you're unthankful for what you have, which means you don't qualify for any more. Oh, but he that is faithful in that which is little and least, he'd be faithful in more. And when the Lord gives one of his children something, a word from him, a touch of his anointing, an opportunity, no matter how small it may seem, and they look up and go, "Ooh, glory, thank you, thank you. Oh, this might not be, people might not think it's the most profound revelation anybody ever got, but he gave it to me. He gave it to me. And he didn't have to give me this." And you're thankful. And you do everything you know how to do with it. It makes him smile. I said, it pleases your Father. And he says, okay, I can give them more. And he'll give you more. And as long as you keep honoring him, keep valuing it, he keeps giving you more and more. And I'm telling you, you can wind up in places you never thought you'd wind up in. Doing things you never thought he'd use you to do. And it's not because you're prettier or smarter than the next person. It's because you did value it more than them. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. He said, take it from him. Give it to the one that has 10. They said, Lord, he's already got 10. That doesn't seem fair to some people, but it is fair. I said, it is fair. Keep reading. Luke 19:24. What did he say? Take from him the pound and give it to him that has 10 pounds. Verse 25. They said, Lord, the crowd spoke right out loud. They said, Lord, he's already got 10. And this guy only had one. Now you're going to take his one away from him and give it. Now this guy's got 11 and this guy's got none. That's just not fair. And what we need is a committee. It's not fair when some people in the world's got none and other guys got 11. Now, everybody knows that just ain't right. And the Christian thing to do would be to take some of the, away from the guy that's got 11 and distribute it to the guys that's got none. The Christian thing to do is to take it away from the guy that only had one and give it to the guy that already had 10. That's the Christian thing to do. Am I reading the New Testament or not? What's more Christian? Somebody's goofy idea they came up with or the New Testament? I'm going to go with this. We've already talked about it long enough. Do you know why you would take it away from the guy that only had one? Why? He doesn't value it. Don't cast your pearls before swine. Don't give that which is holy to the dogs. Don't give precious things to people who don't care, not even going to do anything with it. They don't do anything with the opportunities they have now. I know I had the privilege of ministering in Brother Kenneth Hagin's healing school for a number of years. When I first began, he ministered with a strong healing anointing. And I was so green, I didn't know anything about this stuff. And here I am ministering to him. And I thought, these people don't need me practicing on them. They got serious problems. And yet it was my lot. And so, man, I mean, day after day, my nose is in the carpet in the speaker's room praying, God, give me some anointing. Oh, God, let the anointing come. Because I knew the anointing is what would heal the people. Lord, give me the, I'm praying, I'm pleading. And I did this for days. And finally, one day, the Lord spoke to my heart. I don't mean I heard an audible voice, but inside me, he just spoke this word to me, faithfulness. I stopped. Faithfulness. And I thought, well, Yeah, Lord, that's good, but man, I need anointings. If I could just have, if you could put some anointing, and I finally rambled to a close, and he said to him again, faithfulness, son, faithfulness. I thought about it, and I said, yeah, I know that's good, Lord. I'm going to do a study on that. But what I could really use right now is some anointing. I'm about to pray for these people. He said to me again, faithfulness, Keith, faithfulness. And then he said something to me. I wrote it down, but I didn't have to on that one. It was burning my heart. He said, son, again, I'm not talking about an audible voice, speaking inside you like he'll speak to everybody if you'll listen. He said, son, every one of my children receive an anointing when they're filled with the Spirit. Is that true or not? Amen. And the Bible said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. He said, son, every one of my children receive an anointing when they're filled with the Spirit. He said, many of them have done nothing with that anointing. Why would they need more? Many of them have done nothing with that anointing. Why would they need more? They don't. They haven't done anything with that. Why would you need more? And so he said to me, faithfulness, Keith. Be faithful with what you have, and I'll add to you. I'll increase you. So I saw what to do. He ministered to me. And so instead of begging for more, I saw I need to do what I can with what I got. Amen. Quit begging for more. Do what I can with what I got, because that's the key to getting more. And so instead of begging and praying for anointing, I sit there and begin to say, the Spirit of the Lord is on me because He's anointed me. The Spirit of the Lord's on. And I said it for like 30 minutes. And I didn't sense a whole lot of anointing, but it's a, and no need me comparing myself with somebody else. That's what He gave them. This is what He gave me. And nobody started out at the high, at the top place. Everybody starts out with a smaller measure. And if you're faithful. And over the next several months, and actually the next several years, I kept doing that. And so I'd go out and I'd say, the Spirit of the Lord's on me. I'm going to minister to you. The anointing's here. And I didn't sense a whole lot, but I knew He was there. Just do it in all the faith. Do everything you can, all the faith you can. And it began to increase. And it began to increase. Not a lot at first, but then more. And then the Lord ministered to me special through some ways I won't go into, but then stronger and stronger and stronger until I wasn't begging for more anointing. Sometimes anointing so strong could hardly stand up. How does increase come? Help me out. This is with your money. This is with your giving. Lord, I need more money. No, you need to do something with what you got.
That's right.
Well, if I had some, I'd do something. According to Jesus, you'd do exactly with $1 million, what you're doing with what you got right now.
That's right.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Honor to Whom Honor, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 7th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
God who gives me